Welcome, everybody, to another episode of HomeKit Insider. You've got me, Andrew O'Hara, and my usual co-host, Mr. Stephen Robles. He is, he's not here. I'm not sure where he... I think he was doing a cross-country milking of cows across Europe.
What?
Yeah, he goes country to country milking cows. I don't think he asks permission. I think he just does it. Yeah.
That could get weird fast.
Probably.
Yeah.
But in his stead, we have my wife. This is Faith, and she is going to be hanging out with us. We'll talk about HomeKit, talk about the news, and we'll get to some listener questions that you guys asked me to ask her. You ready?
Yes. I'm excited and terrified at the same time.
Excited and terrified. Well, that's the, I guess that's the motto of our show now, HomeKit Insider, excited but terrified. Cool. So let's go ahead and start into some news for this week, not really specifically HomeKit related, and Faith knows because the mailman has been here, UPS, FedEx, like 50 times.
All the above.
All of Apple's new hardware came out this week that we've been expecting, not the new HomePod minis, but we got the new MacBook Pros, the 14 and 16 inch, which is... Faith has it hiding to her side, the new 14-inch MacBook Pro hiding over there.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we've got the new AirPods showed up. The new AirPods 3 were released. And then just the week before that or so, we got the new watches, new watch, new Apple watches,
yes.
All sorts of fun stuff. So been busy time. But alongside with those hardware releases, the day before on the Monday, when our last episode dropped, Apple released a bunch of software updates. So we got new iOS 15.1, iPadOS 15.1, tvOS 15.1, HomePod Update 15.1, watchOS 8.1, and macOS Monterey. So a lot of new software updates that came out. For us HomeKit nerds, we'll be excited that we have support for new triggers inside of the actual Home app, new triggers for humidity, air quality and light, like how bright it is in the room. And then for everyone else, they have new SharePlay is the big feature that came to all of Apple's platforms. SharePlay allows you to do stuff together. So like you doing like your Apple Fitness Plus classes, you could do it over FaceTime and like do a class at the same time with someone, which I don't know who would want to like be on FaceTime while they're like...
That could be a thing.
Could be a thing.
I like
people
it.
Who miss doing like in-person classes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about
just
a camera.
Just nothing to do with somebody.
Yeah. Well, you can also watch movies and stuff together.
I
know
that.
Before SharePlay came out, I know you would take like watch shows on Netflix with mm-hmm. your friends and stuff, and you'd like FaceTime yeah. while watching. So this makes that easier, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
At least you can see each other. We should just type away and... trying to gauge each other's reactions. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And hoped everything was synced up at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. So SharePlay is out. HomePod also got lossless audio officially. We saw it in the original beta as a 15.1, but now, of course, it is fully rolled out. So a bunch of new stuff. What did you think of those new HomePod mini colors that they announced the week before?
I love them.
Not like the yellow one, though.
No, the yellow one looks a little weird to me. It'd probably be better in person, but on the website, it looked kind of
I guess
dated.
It would depend on the room
yeah.
that it was in.
True.
But, yeah,
but I still
I
like its color.
The orange and the blue
yes.
were good. So yeah, I like those. Other news that we got here are Eero routers. Those are what we have here in our home. The ones that support Thread, those will be getting updated to support Matter in 2022. These are things that Faith does not care about.
No.
What's your opinion on Matter support coming to those Eero routers?
That's very important.
Very important.
Important.
You heard it here, folks. It is very important.
Very important.
Yeah. We also saw that the IKEA Starkvind, we have... our pronunciations on this show are atrocious. But IKEA's air purifier that is coming out does not require a hub. It is the first IKEA smart home product that doesn't require a hub. Faith hates hubs because we have a lot of them.
We have a lot.
We're working in the living room and I tried to remove some of the older ones. We still have like the ones for Arlo and the one for the abode security thing. We have a few others hiding like under the bed in the spare bedroom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do know that.
A lot of hubs
Lots
running
of cords.
Around. A lot
yes.
of cords running around. Speaking of hubs, the Acara E1 hub that Steven talked about last week's episode, it's a little guy, it plugs right into, like, a USB adapter and then into your wall, and it can even, like, fold up and down for really compact spaces. That is now available in North America, UK, and France. So if you are in one of those places, you can get Acara's new E1 hub. Apple Music's new playlists are live.
That perked my ears.
There we go. So yes. Faith has a lot of, she has a lot of curated music. She has all these mixes that she spent a lot of time building. Me, on the other hand, I wing it. And I just go, I usually just tell like Siri, like, play happy music or play fun music or play something like that. And I started to notice all these playlists are the same. I would, like, in my mind, they were specific. They are not in the world of Apple Music. They were all, like, the same playlist, and I hear, like, the same songs. So now, Apple has all these new Apple Music playlists. There's, like, hundreds of them. I know... Now I can't think who did this, like, roundup. Like, Mac Stories, I think. They did this huge roundup of, like, all the playlists that you can find, and they were super specific. Like, Candlelight Dinner... ping pong, like, these are the specific playlists that Apple has put together. There's like hundreds of them, and that's like all they found in the course of like a night. So I'm excited to try these out, and I need to now remember all these different playlists. And I'm sure there's gonna be more for like all those like specific genres and stuff. So this is cool. I knew you have been a huge Apple Music fan.
Absolutely.
In general.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of our iTunes bill was getting pretty hefty each month. As someone was finding all sorts of music to download. Yes.
I love it, though.
Continuing with news, we have some new updates to apps that are out there. Home Devices, Steven went over this the other week. It is a handy app for your iPhone, your iPad, that pulls in all like the available HomeKit products to make it easier to find ones you want to buy. So if you're looking for an air purifier or a lock, this app can help you find those devices and filter them. And the new update is out that has over 600 devices now in its repository, and they can be filtered by region. So if you're in, like, I don't know, pick a country, the UK or something, you guys over there complaining about your neutral wires, you guys can now filter and see the ones that are available in your area. So that's new in this update. The developer also said he made it easier to pull in artwork of the devices, like brand logos and stuff like that. So it looks a little bit better as you're perusing it. Then we have a new update to Signals, which is a cool app that allows you to... It started off with like a way to like alert people in your home. So if I'm down here and you're upstairs in your office and I wanted to get your attention, I could like use this app to like flash the lights at you.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Okay.
So the new update that came out adds a bunch of new stuff to it, but the big thing is it supports Mac now. So if you've got a Mac running, like you got a Mac Mini, a Mac Pro, an iMac, anything that's like running around the clock, you can run Signals on there and run it. You can use it to command things. So the developer, this is unfortunate. This is like bad timing. And I wish we had trick-or-treaters to try this on.
Oh, yes.
So developer Matt Corey... which I always, he's, Matt, you have one of those names that's like a first name. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wait, is it Corey Matt or Matt Corey? But I'm pretty sure it's Matt Corey. But he put this little blog post together about a cool shortcut to run. And you use a HomeKit doorbell. Someone presses your doorbell and it plays a like terrifying shrieking noise out of your HomePod speakers. So you have to position your HomePod by your door. But you position your HomePod by your door, and someone presses the doorbell, it'll flash all of your outdoor lights, like orange or red, like flash them a bunch for a couple seconds and play like a shrieking noise.
I love that. That's fun.
Who doesn't love terrorizing children? Come on. Everyone loves to scare children. So, yeah, that's a bummer that we can't try that this year. I mean, we could try it here, but we don't have... There are no trick-or-treaters. Someone come and ask us for candy. Maybe we'll give you candy.
A whole bowl of it.
Just someone would ask and you'd be like, all the candy.
Just take it all.
All of the candy. Okay, so that's pretty much the news for the week. And normally we'd go into some personal projects that we're working on, but in this case, we have you with us. Hi. So I asked all of you fun people out there on Twitter to give me some questions to ask Faith about what the heck it is like living with me, living with our smart home stuff, HomeKit stuff. So let's go and get into this. But before the whole Q&A thing, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors. A lot of investing apps make it easy to start trading, but just because it's easy to do doesn't mean you know what you're doing. That's what makes Wealthfront different. They make it easy to invest, and they make it easy to get smarter about investing. Start with Wealthfront's classic portfolio, or make it your own with socially responsible funds, crypto trusts, and hundreds of other investments. Either way, they'll set you up in minutes with a portfolio that you can count on for the long term. Wealthfront was designed by financial experts to help you turn your good ideas into great investments without the hassle of doing everything yourself. You're protected from unnecessary risk because your portfolio is diversified across asset classes. Don't want to spend hundreds of hours trying to lower your tax bill? They'll help you do that. Not sure how to rebalance your portfolio or what rebalancing is? They'll do it automatically. Wealthfront is trusted with over $27 billion in assets, helping nearly 500,000 people build their wealth. To start building your wealth and get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/homekit. That's WELTHFRONT.com/homekit to start building your wealth. That's wealthfront.com/homekit and get started today. I'm also excited to tell you about the second sponsor for this episode, Nebbia. Backed by some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley, including Tim Cook himself, it's designed by former Tesla, NASA, and Apple engineers who spent years researching and developing a superior shower experience that saves water and is anything but ordinary. I've been using the Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower, and it is Nebbia's most advanced shower yet, with twice the coverage and half the water usage of standard shower heads. Not to mention, it is super easy to install. It takes just minutes to do, and pretty much anybody can do it. And using the Nebbia by Moen Shower is invigorating. It's kind of mixing a steam room and an invigorating shower together into one unique experience that helps you prepare and get ready to take on the day. And for HomeKit Insider listeners, we have a special offer. The Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower starts at just $199, but for HomeKit Insider listeners, we have a deal. Go to nebbia.com/homekit and use code HOMEKIT at checkout to get 10% off all Nebbia products. And even better, Nebbia is offering free shipping in the U.S. on their newest shower, the Nebbia by Moen Quattro, for just a few more days. Nebbia rarely does deals like this, so get this great deal and jump on it. Again, go to nebbia.com/homekit. That's nebbia.com/homekit to check out what they have to offer and save 10% when you use the promo code HOMEKIT. First question.
Okay.
What does a product need to do, a smart home product, to get your seal of approval? Like, what is a HomeKit product that... what does it need to be something that you want in our house and not something that I have forced on us?
Well, I am not very techy, so it has to be easy to use and easy to set up. So I just say user-friendly all around.
User-friendly all around?
Yes. Works with our other things, too, which is nice.
Fortunately, that is most of the HomeKit stuff, mm-hmm. but some of it plays better than others. But I don't usually bring in too much non-HomeKit stuff around these parts. The few things that we do have that are non-HomeKit, I feel like annoy you sometimes. Like our fridge, it's a love-hate relationship with that thing.
I do love the fridge, but sometimes it can get tricky.
Yeah, we have one of the Samsung Smart Things fridge. So it works with Samsung's universe, but not so well with the iPhones. Mm-hmm. And it has a big display on it, and every single month she'll update with photos of stuff we've done in the past month and things like that.
I love that feature.
But even that doesn't even play nice all the time. Like trying to add photos,
Yeah, well, now they've made the update where you can only do so many pictures and so many different drawings on there, so you really have to pick and choose what you want to put up there.
Yeah, it just doesn't work as nicely in the HomeKit space. You need to have that extra app on there.
Yes, yeah.
Like, for everything else in our home, pretty much, you just have, like, the one app, just through the Home app. Right. So, okay.
Yes.
Well, kind of going into that, what is your favorite smart home products that we have in our home?
Oh, gosh. We have quite a bit.
No, you don't say.
That's a hard one. Because obviously, like, the Apple TV is nice. Because I can do the Apple Fitness on there now, which I do every day, pretty much. I'm trying to think of, like, our air purifiers. Those come in handy because we have bunnies. And
You say bunnies like that's, like, the only animal we have. Everyone out there knows that you're a liar and that we have a whole pile of animals.
We do.
We're recording this right now, and we literally have, like, two dogs sitting right next to us because they won't leave her alone. Mosby kept, like, climbing up underneath the table, and he's, like, tripping over cables and everything like that. So, yes. Again, for everyone who didn't know, two dogs, two bunnies, two cats, and the chickens, which finally moved outside.
They're outside now, so it's all good.
And we have the fish tanks, but they don't contribute to the air quality of our house. So, but yeah, we do have quite a few air purifiers in most of the major rooms.
Yes. But I think it helps a lot, because if those are out, then you can kind of tell, not that our house is stinky, but just that you can just kind of tell that it needs plugged in, or it accidentally got unplugged or something. And I also like our cameras. I do enjoy our cameras a lot, especially like when the cat goes crazy at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you hear a noise, you can just pop open your phone and see on the camera instead of like getting up and having the boogeyman get you.
So, you don't want the boogeyman to get you.
No, you don't want the boogeyman.
Yeah, so it's much easier to pull up a camera instead of...
Yeah, because then you can sit there scared and look through your phone instead of being scared and out and about.
That's true. And we still have a lot of cameras. Like we have so many. There's like three sitting on my desk. There's like extra ones that are like unplugged outside that we like tested and haven't used. But for the most part, we go back to the Arlo ones.
Yes. And, especially when we go somewhere and we can kind of keep an eye out on the house and everything.
Yeah. We got like the one that we have our doorbell camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a lot of Arlos around. We haven't used it recently because they've all been good, but we had the one in the chicken coop actually monitoring the chickens.
Yes. Which I like too, just to keep an eye out on them.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
So what other products do you like? We have the cameras. Mm-hmm. You like your Apple TV.
I'm trying to think of all of them.
There's a lot. The air purifiers are in there.
Yes.
But the lights, like all the smart lights.
Oh, yeah. I love the lights, too, because you can change colors on them, and they pop open in the morning. And so, or not open, but on in the morning.
What do you think about the ones we did in the dining room?
Oh, yes. I like those on the shelves and everything, which I still don't know how you did that, but it's really cool.
Don't worry. I did a YouTube video where I explain how to splice a hue strip. It's a pain in the butt. That's what it is.
I know. You're explaining this to me. I knew what you were talking about, and then they were done. I'm like, wow, these look great. I'm sure it took you 5 minutes to do it. It's fine.
Well, kind of going into how many devices we have, what has it been like, just the fact that I test these all the time?
It's very interesting. It keeps me on my toes. It's exciting, though, because it's stuff that, like, I wouldn't think about having, especially not being, like, a techie person. I still have my planner that I do, like, colorful pens and everything.
Colorful pens. Folks, we try to schedule things, and someone will put it in her nice, very fancy planner with stickers and colors, and I have no idea when things are.
And to be honest, I tried putting it into our share calendar, but there's just something about a cool pen. I don't know. It's fun.
Something about a cool pen.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's why someone needs to remind me 3 times.
Yes.
when we have a, I don't know, pick something, some random appointment. I don't even know when we go on our trips half the time. She'll have it in her calendar, and I won't even know when our vacations are.
Well, you should put it in your calendar.
I probably should. Yes. I probably should just do it, and then I'd have it.
Then you'll have it. So there you go.
Yeah. So what's it like with all the testing of the devices?
Yes.
Is it ever annoying? Like not knowing what something is or called or how it works or something?
Oh, I don't know what anything is called. I just like it when it works and you tell me about it. Which I do love when you get excited about something or when anybody gets excited about something because I want to share in their excitement and you care a lot about it. But if you come to me, you're like, you have to create a password. I'm like, game over. I'm so bad with passwords.
Which you still have to do for like random things. Like to use all the features of the August to get the most features and like the proximity stuff for auto unlock, you still have to go through the August app.
Which I found that out the hard way because Andrew went somewhere one time and, you know, I have my purse and I'm carrying in a bag and I'm like, la, 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 you know, the door is going to be open. When I get to it, ran right into our front door. Like literally I ran right into it when I was trying to open it and it was really embarrassing. Yeah. But my number one rule in the house is making sure that everything is also manual. Especially with, like, our lights and everything, I can still, you know, touch a button and the lights come on. So luckily, we have a keypad on the front door, so I could just boop, boop, boop in my numbers and able to get in right away. So, and luckily, we kind of live out in the country, so nobody saw me run into the door.
That's where those cameras come in handy, folks. Yes. You can just watch that on replay again and again. Well, you didn't tell me about it, so I didn't know
to save it. I
didn't tell
him about it.
No.
No.
Well, I mean, half the time I'm only, like, switching the door locks. We have stuck with August because it's one of the few, and we talked about this last week, there's not that many door locks that have, like, everything in one. Like, I want a good door lock. I want it to have, like, the keypad option, and not everything does. And there's other ones that have, like, the keypads on there that are kind of ugly, and I know some of you have sent in some keypad door locks, but there's still just not one that I think has everything. Our dog is joining us again. You can see his tail. Come here.
He can't be like 2 feet from me. He has to be by my side all the time.
He's a little panicky. You can see his tail. If you're watching the video, you can basically see his tail and a little bit of his face. Which, by the way, speaking of video, we are doing well. We are on our way. I don't know if Faith knows this, but we are trying to get subscribers to the YouTube channel for the HomeKit Insider video version of the podcast. And we're trying to hit 1,000 subscribers. And if we do, by like the end of the year, but by Christmas or whatever, Steven is going to give himself a glitter beard. He will give himself like a full on, he's got the beard going, he's going to fill it with glitter, and it's going to be great.
I have a question. Yes. Why can't you do the glitter beard?
Oh, no, this is Steven's doing the glitter beard, not
I think
me.
Both of you should do the glitter beard.
I'm going to not invite you on this podcast again. Don't throw me
under
the bus.
Seriously, I think this would be a thing. I would love that.
No. We're going to edit this part out. This is not making it. This is not making it to the audio of the podcast.
That's not fair.
Well, getting back to our questions.
Okay, yes. Sorry.
What about, what has been the most irritating to you? And they said either like one time this happened and it was annoying or something that like constantly happens. So you tell me your answer and then I'll tell you what I think your answer is. So okay. Tell me what yours is.
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, running into the door is definitely one of, like, that's
luckily that was a
one-time
thing.
It was a one-time thing, yes, and we figured it out, so we're cool.
You and the door are cool now.
We're cool, we talked it out.
First name basis. It's Faith and door.
Yes. We're good now.
Okay.
We have an understanding.
Good.
Goodness, I don't... know what would be the biggest thing. I know you have something.
I know what it is.
All right, say it.
I don't know what it is. What it is when she's trying to talk to Siri.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe I didn't think about this.
Because Siri doesn't like her.
She does not like me at all. And I don't know why. There she is.
She's just chiming
right
in.
Right there. Yes, I don't know. I even, like, talk really nice to her and...
compliments her.
Yeah, she doesn't care. And then Andrew comes upstairs. And I'm like, you know, I can't get the, you know, the shade in the living room open. He comes up 2 seconds. It's open. Everything's good. And then she's like, what else can I do for you, Andrew? And he's like, oh, nothing right now. I'm cool. I don't get it.
She'll try to, like, you know, close our shades in the living room. We have, like, the Lutron shades.
Yes.
And she'll just be, like, without saying, like, the key phrase, but Apple Assistant, open the blinds, open the shades, open the window. And she'll try, like, 10 different commands. And Siri will basically say, like, no, or I didn't get that.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And then I'll walk right up there and just be like, hey, Apple Assistant, open the window 50%. And then, boom. Just like that.
I don't think I'm the only one with a problem, though. Because I feel like your mom runs into it, too.
Okay, well, yeah, but they've got the Amazon Assistant over there. And yeah. No one wants that.
Yeah.
She was doing... I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, how my dad has his smart home set up, and he has a lot of the Amazon devices over there. And you know, he does a lot of programming, so he was, like, really trying to set his own stuff up. And he had it configured so that it would detect motion on the front porch, and then there would be, like, an audio cue to go with it that would come out of his Amazon speaker. So you'd, like, open the door or something, and then you would hear, coming out of his bedroom, there's motion on the front porch. But it's his voice.
Which is a great idea, but I just imagine him sitting there recording, like, front door open. No. That doesn't sound serious enough. Like, front room or front door open.
Just recording it 10 times to get the proper.
And I only like it because the one time everybody, they're like, oh, just can you drop this box off for us? You know, we're not home. Can you just drop off? I'm like, okay, well, your house yell at me. Like, I don't want your house yelling at me. Like, no, you can just, you know, put your key code in and just walk right in. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I walk in, all the alarms start going off. I'm pretty sure I hear your dad's voice coming out of somewhere. And so I just put the box down on the table and I put my hands up and I walked away. I don't know what happened after that, but it was yelling at me.
I love it. I just think it's hilarious that he recorded all of his own, you know, audio cues and just, you open the door and... Yep. Well, we're kind of talking about the audio stuff. We're kind of skipping around in our questions that we have written. But are you a voice command user, or do you prefer, like, you know, using the app or physical commands, something like that? And then we'll say when you use voice commands, we'll get back to that in a second. So to start off, do you like the voice commands or what do you prefer?
I guess it depends on what it is I'm trying to do. I know, like, with, like, the living room blinds, I use voice. But if it's, like, the lights, I like to use the app so I can change the colors on them and everything. So I don't know, maybe a little bit of both. And then I do a lot of stuff, like, the manual way, too. So,
which everyone knows, because whenever I do a review here, I stress the importance of having those physical controls. Because I know you want them. I know, like, my mother-in-law, she doesn't have a phone at all. Like, she's got, like, one with a cord. Like a twisty...
Landline.
Yeah, those are the words. That's the word I think people call it. Landline. So she's got one of those, but she doesn't have, like, a cell phone or anything. So she doesn't, you know, she uses the keypad when she comes over here. Hi, buddy. Mosby's back again. Under the table this time. But yeah, so she uses a landline. So whether you have relatives, older adults, or even kids that can't use smart commands or something or don't know the smart commands... it's important to have those physical controls. Yes. So everything, all of our lights, they're physical switches. Our shades are physical switches. You know, porch lights, our lock obviously has manual options and the keypad option. Anything that can have a physical controller has a physical control. So I know you like those, but when Siri actually listens to you,
yes,
you do use that quite a bit.
I do, yeah.
So this I thought was an interesting question to go, like, when you're using voice commands, do we sit down together and discuss the voice commands and what peculiarities there may be? Would you say we do that?
I say that you tell me, and I don't remember them at all. So
I would say that's accurate.
Yes.
Because I feel like it should be like, oh, yes, let's sit down and discuss these things and talk about, like, what to call the shades in the living room or the specific lights or something like that. And instead, I'll do it with whatever I think makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably, like, tell you once. And then
it just, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Do it. So you try. I mean, it's a good try, but.
Well, sometimes it gets confusing. And there are a lot of those, like, peculiar situations. Like, in our living room, there's a lot of zones of lights. Because we have, yes, like, the TV lights that go behind it.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mantle light, which I love the most. That's the Eve light strip,
yeah,
with all the fun colors and everything that we have, like, on top of the mantle. And she'll, like, decorate with, like, seasonal stuff and pictures and all that. Mm-hmm. And then we have, like, the can lighting above that, which we call, like, the fireplace lights. Because it's above the fireplace, but I guess so is the mantle. But it's, like, the fireplace lights.
Yeah.
And then we have main lights. That is the lights that are inside of the ceiling fan. And the ones in our entranceway at our door. All of those count as main lights. So we have a lot of lights that are, like, real. Oh, and then we also have the bunny hutch as a separate light strip.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's, like, see, there's a lot. And it's hard to remember them all.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you call, like, your ceiling lights, but you have multiple ceiling lights? I mean, I guess that's what people mean when they say, do you sit down and discuss the voice commands and what they should be so they make sense? But, yeah, it can be a little.
I still feel like you try, but then I just kind of keep going through it till something works.
And if you don't use it, like, regularly or something,
yeah,
then you forget those commands. So physical controls, people, they're important. But, yeah, probably should do a better job than I do at conveying what. I mean, really, the biggest one is, like, the living room. Because the dining room lights are a thing, but it's mainly the living room. Our kitchen ones are on motion sensors, so those come on automatically for the most part, other than the ceiling lights, which are on switches. It's, like, the one not smart light in our entire house, basically.
The big one.
Because it's, like, 30 little candelabra bulbs, and I'm not swapping out, like, 30 candelabra bulbs. And then I didn't do the wall switches because they're both in, like, it's like a three-way switch setup, and they're also in, like, the weird plate covers. I need new plate covers. It's a whole thing. So I gotta turn the power off.
Journey in itself.
Oh, yeah, it'll probably end up killing the Wi-Fi on accident, and then, like, oh, then I get a lot of yelling because, like, everything is disconnected. Yes. So never did the ones in the kitchen, but it's really the living room lights and the other living room controls, thermostat, the shades, the door, all that kind of stuff. So going back to questions, ask her to share her thoughts on HomeKit things. A challenge she's dealt with and overcome. Do that one.
Okay. So, challenge that I have dealt with.
And don't say me. The answer cannot be me as your challenge.
Okay, then I need my second one. I'm trying to think what a challenge.
I mean, obviously getting Siri to listen to you. Counts.
That counted, yeah. Because I know I've definitely had my fair share in challenges when trying to work everything.
I would say that's probably it right there. It's just trying to work things when you're not using the physical controls.
Yes.
Whether you're trying to remember what something is called. Mm-hmm. Like the living room window.
Yes.
You've called, like, blinds or shades or
challenge.
Window. And then you'll... I notice you'll, like, trip up, like, the percentage, you'll, like, open 20% the window, opened the shade, the living room
I
shades.
Have, for some reason, you know, I can talk normal to somebody, but then when I talk to Siri, it's like, open living room, blind 20%, and I just, like, go off on some of this.
That was actually very good. That was, like, it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you do it fine right now when you're not trying to do it.
But in the moment, I trip up a little bit, but...
Especially when you're trying to link those, like, the numbers, the commands and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because sometimes I don't really know in the moment. Maybe I want it 50%. Maybe I want it 70%. Maybe only 30%. So,
yeah.
I guess I would say that. Challenges.
Yeah.
Or if, like, something's new that you put in and I'm trying to learn it. Stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. What is something you really like about having a smart home?
I would say probably security, just feeling more safe. Like, we can turn on our lights if we're away, or, pull up the cameras.
Locking the door.
Yes. I do love when we come home and our porch lights come on as we pull into the driveway, and that's when our door unlocks. I like that, especially at night when we're coming back.
Yeah, there's
no,
like, street lights.
Yeah, it gets very dark here. So just having that light on helps. So I do like that a lot. But again, that goes back to security and feeling safe and everything. So
yeah,
I'd say that.
Okay. I'm already seeing with this next question. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. What is a word of warning to other spouses? This show is just Steven and I, two guys, chit-chatting about how cool smart homes are. Yes. And while I try to make sure I always give your side a consideration,
yes,
is your time to speak up. So what do you have to say about smart homes? What is your word of warning to other spouses out there?
Oh my goodness. Be patient, I guess. It is a process, because I watch you, like, sometimes stuff doesn't go as smoothly, so you have to sit there and figure out how to rewire something, or, you know, it doesn't always work right away, so then he has to go back and research a little bit of it. So I do know it takes a lot of work to put this stuff in, so kudos to you for doing everything, but definitely just be patient, because sometimes it'll work. And then you'll go to use it, like Siri, and it doesn't always work right away. So I just say be patient, and it'll work out, and you'll probably end up really liking it, because there's a bunch of stuff here that I end up liking.
Before we recorded everything, we went through, I showed her the questions, some of the questions that we were going to ask, and... we didn't want to, like, go through everything, like, ahead of time, but she was, I know, thinking about, like, all the smart home stuff, and there's, like, a lot more than you realize, like...
That's what I thought, too, like, yeah. Going through everything. I was like, oh my goodness, we do have way more than I think, but we work into our everyday life, so I don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's getting, you know, cold season, so we're getting out, like, we have our smart humidifiers that... Yep. are going out, which she's used as oil diffusers before, but, like, the Vocalink one and a few others have, like, smart diffusers or air humidifiers as it gets so dry. We got, you know, air purifiers, like 10 of those running through the house. Tons of smart lights everywhere. Yeah. Pretty much every room. Cameras everywhere. Door locks. Thermostat. We got a lot of, you know, stuff running around this house. Not to mention all the speakers, like your HomePod Mini that you use every day.
Oh, I do. I use that every single day. I listen to podcasts while I do work. So, because I can't listen to music, because I get so into music, then I can't focus. So I listen to podcasts where I can kind of listen and then kind of do my work. So.
What's your favorite podcast right now?
Should I say this one?
What do you mean? Okay. Wrong answer. You don't guess. Should I say this one? Of course it is this one. That is your... Say it. Try it again. Say it.
Yes.
Nope. Tried to make her puppet. Doesn't work.
No. Should I be honest?
Yes, be honest.
Okay. I love the Obsessed Network. So True Crime, Obsessed. I really love them. So I get really sad when I like binge all theirs and then I don't have anything left. But they're probably my number one podcast. Just all the Obsessed podcasts.
What's your favorite one, Mosby, who's back again for the 10th time in this episode? What's your favorite podcast? Because he sits in her there in her office every day and listens to them with her.
Yes.
So
just staring at me or underneath my desk.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Your nose is so wet. Such a wet nose. Okay. Well, anything else that you want to talk about with just smart homes in general, your thoughts, what it's been like, anything else you want people to know?
I think that was everything.
That's it. Cheese on everything.
It's fun. It is. And I get excited when you get excited about things, even though when I don't understand them at all. But I know you love what you do, so I can only be excited and hope I can work everything and get used to it. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we have more listener questions, but we'll get those in another episode when Stevelin.
That's a new name.
It's a new name. Feel free to name any of your kids Stevelin if you would like. That's just name him Stevelin. It's gonna catch on.
Not.
It might though. It might. But yeah, when Stevelin comes back from his cow milking trip of Europe, we'll get back to some more listener questions. So keep those coming. Tweet at Steven and myself over on Twitter. You are not on Twitter. If they want to find you, where can they find you at? Like your Instagram.
Which one?
Like your good one, your photo ones that you like.
Yes, I'm at Faith O'Hara 89. Is it 89 or 1989?
I could not tell you.
I don't even know my username.
Do you have your phone?
I do. It's on your side.
It's right here. We got Mickey Case.
Yes. Hold, please.
This is where we'll insert some hold music.
It is. I was right. It's Faith O'Hara 89.
Yes. So if you'd like to follow Faith on Instagram, yes. Faith O'Hara 89 over on Insta. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do the Twitter. She's got 5 accounts, but she doesn't do the Twitter. You don't tweet?
I don't.
Nope.
No. Yeah. I feel like I should because a lot of people get their news and everything on there, and then I don't even remember. I couldn't even remember my Instagram account, and I'm on it every day, so.
It's fine. It's fine. Perfectly fine. It. Awesome. Well, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me and listening to me.
Oh, it was great. It was great to have you here in your own house, right here in our studio.
Lots of travel time.
Yeah. How long are you going to take you? Is it going to be a lot of traffic? Are you getting home today?
Yeah.
Probably.
Might be a long one.
That's it. That's enough. Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.